Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Did you know Saks OFF 5TH has teamed up with the Fluid Project in celebration of Pride? When you shop the exclusive gender-neutral capsule collection at Saks OFF 5TH, 100% of the net proceeds, up to $100,000 from sales, will be donated to the Fluid Foundation. So help make a difference this month with Saks OFF 5TH, where fashion takes off.
This week on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast, we look into Justin Bieber's rare disease that he is being very open with for the first time. We talk about William and Kate moving castles for the season, perhaps longer. We break down Britney Spears' wedding and look into everything you need to know about Rebel Wilson's new girlfriend. Hello, everyone. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin, and you're watching Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast, the show where we break down all of the messiest and, you know, most fun celebrity news stories of the week. Well, I couldn't do this by myself because that would just be me rambling at a camera. So luckily, I have my two amazing co-hosts. Sarah, we still think she was born a ginger heron, is here.
Hi, Trav. I'm loving the ping.
Oh, thank you so much, this whole thing. And Gwen Flamberg, I mean, hair goddess to most, all she'll tell you what to wear. She'll tell you how to look. Hey, Gwen.
Oh, gosh, Trav, you saved me today with the dry shampoo. Hey, guys. It's great to be here.
No longer greasy, now dry and fresh. Well, we have lots to break down today. We have Rebel Wilson's new girlfriend, William and Kate, a mysterious illness, and much, much more. But let's talk about what made our co-hosts go whoa this week. That is the story that really stood out to us and just, you know, knocked us back a little bit. And we read a lot of celebrity gossip stories, so these ones really stood out. Gwen Flamberg, what made you pop the buttons on the back of your dress and just go whoa?
I mean, that's foreshadowing, Trav, because a story that has been super controversial just got more controversial. And of course, I'm talking about Kim Kardashian wearing Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress to the Met Gala. Well, a collector named Scott Fortner just came out talking about how the dress has been damaged. It's showing signs of damage. There are some pulls and tears at the zipper. Crystals popped off. And now today, the plot thickens even more. There are pictures that show that the sleeve is somewhat torn. So Kim is in like super hot water. People are really upset about this. I myself, I'm wildly upset about it. This is like the woe of all woes for me. Because seriously, like, listen.
You were not with this since the beginning.
Well, I wasn't, because I thought that it was sort of in poor taste. She only wore the dress for a hot second on the red carpet and then changed into a replica. So it was just like for the sake of a photo. And I think that it speaks to everything that's kind of wrong with our socially media driven society right now. It's like nothing is real. Mm-hmm. And here she took this piece that was very real. In fact, a real part of fashion history and history in general. And now it's destroyed. For what? And, you know, I feel like the Kardashians, God bless them, it's part of the whole Us Weekly culture, right? Like, we're a bit symbiotic with that. It's true.
Just
like
a bit.
With, right? The rise of
just
reality.
Just a little bit.
But just a little bit. But, you know, it's like they do everything to kind of try to change the narrative with what's historical. Mm-hmm. And now they've, like, trying to do that, actually destroyed a piece of history. And I'm just kind of like, I want to know the backstory of who's looking after those archives. Why did they let this happen? Why did Anna Wintour and the Costume Institute? The whole idea of the Met Gala is to raise money for the Metropolitan Museum's Costume Institute, which is all about archival fashion. How did they let this happen? I am so flabbergasted, and also just going, like, dialing it back a little bit more, that, like, Kim Kardashian's body is kind of, like, not really natural. It's super beautiful. She looked really beautiful in the dress after, you know,
saying that she starved herself.
But her measurements can no way line up to Marilyn Monroe's measurements. So it's just, obviously, I can't even say, whoa, I'm so flabbergasted. I just can't wait to see this story continue to unfold, because nobody's taken responsibility for this yet. So I think that there's going to be a lot of information that we hear this week.
Yeah, I mean, to play devil's advocate, I feel like this is Ripley's fault, not Kim's. They didn't have to give her the dress. Kim had an idea, and, like, to, you know, pull the being the youngest person on the panel card, I didn't know what this dress was, to be quite honest, and now I do. So if we're talking history, Kim raised awareness for a dress that I didn't know cost $4 million that was in a museum.
Well, Sarah, we were not alive in 1950, but we still know what this dress is.
Thank you. Thank you, Travis.
We still know what this dress is.
And I don't know.
Gen Z just doesn't think that anything existed.
I'm a millennial,
and, you know,
TikTok. It's that this is, it's not that this is only the most famous dress in the world. It's that this is the most expensive dress in the world.
Right, but I didn't
this
know that, like, until Kim wore it.
Right. Well, that's really on you.
That's on me, but it's on me and a lot of other people, to be honest.
I would say about most of this country knows.
Voice of a generation.
Voice of a generation. Most of this country knows Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday,
Mr.
President.
I knew she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President. I didn't remember what the dress looked like.
Ugh, I will
I'll
never
be honest.
Forget that dress.
Of course.
And I think it is interesting that it is to raise money for a costume archival.
That's a good point.
And they let it, and you're right, Kim Kardashian, especially when you see her in person, those measurements are not of a mannequin. They are definitely not of a regular person walking around on this earth, and definitely not someone from an age before BBLs. That is not something.
Exactly.
So I think seeing, even though she tried really hard to fit into this dress, those hips just cannot be contained.
Releasing that behind the scenes footage was probably the worst part thing that Ripley's or Kim, whoever, did, because that's when we saw, like, the pushing of the backside trying
did
to get into the dress.
Did they release it, or
did it leak?
Because
someone
truly
gave it to TMZ.
You know, and everybody, you know, with that jacket that was over her, like, it was kind of like, I think they had torn the dress.
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah,
I think that that's what's going to come out from this, but I just don't understand why it wasn't meticulously restored before it went back to Ripley's.
Yeah. I wonder if Bob Mackie, the guy who designed the dress and everything Cher has ever worn, and just a great dress designer, love Bob Mackie, I wonder if the dress would lose its value if someone else came in and restored the back of the dress and all of those, and that's sort of why we didn't see some seamstress at Ripley's go try to sew it up and
Bob
glue
Mackie
on some rhinestones.
He was actually the assistant to the designer of this particular dress, but he has spoken out about, you know, he has denounced how that dress was worn on the Met Gala red carpet.
Yeah, it was really sort of like taking a big poop on a piece of history. And it's really evident now that the dress is damaged and it is like a museum archive piece. So people like Sarah Huron could learn about history.
Yeah, but now I can go to the museum and be like, look, Marilyn and Kim wore this dress. How exciting. Two icons for the price of one.
Ay. This is what's wrong with the world.
I mean,
even that makes me go,
I just like playing devil's advocate. It's fun.
It is. Please sound off in the comments. Yeah. I'd really like to hear everyone's opinion of this, whether you knew it or not, what you think about Kim wearing the dress, but the background footage of her just like and then trying to like put a string in it was very, very hard to watch. Well, let's move on, because we should just dedicate a whole podcast to Kim trying to fit in a ladies who have dyed dresses, because it is apparently a very hot topic here on the Hot Hollywood podcast. Sarah, I hope this also involves a gigantic butt busting open a seam.
I mean, in theory, I'm not totally sure how this is going to plan out, but Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen's oldest daughter, Sammy Sheen, she just turned 18, and she's on OnlyFans, you guys. As we know, OnlyFans is the way to make your money these days, and she is on OnlyFans, and Sammy has had some issues with her famous parents in the last couple years. She lived with Denise, as we saw on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, if you watched that program, as you should. Then she
angrily.
She was angsty. She was an angsty teen. Yeah. I mean, she's Charlie Sheen's daughter.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Then she
and just a 15-year-old at
the
time.
And now she's 18. She moved in with Charlie late last year, I believe. She was having some issues with Denise and Denise's husband's Aaron's rules. You know, can't imagine what they were. Charlie, according to Denise, didn't have quite as many rules, which would make sense, right? But now Sammy is seemingly back under Denise's roof and is allowed in some way to be on OnlyFans. The parents have given statements. Charlie said, "I don't condone this, but since I'm unable to prevent it, I urge her to keep it classy, creative, and not sacrifice her integrity."
Well,
he also made it clear that this in his statement that Sammy is not under his roof anymore. While Denise told us in a statement, "Sammy is 18, and this decision wasn't based on whose house she lives in. All I can do as a parent is guide her and trust her judgment, but she makes her own choices." Sammy posted her first bikini shot on her Instagram, and Denise did comment, and she said, "Sammy, I will always support you and have your back. I love you."
You know, OnlyFans is famous or infamous because people do a lot of nudes and sort of like sex work on OnlyFans. But we don't know that that's how Sammy is going to use her account.
We have a pretty good idea.
But let's just see.
What do you think Sammy's going to post?
Let's just
with
see
that bikini picture.
Well, maybe exclusive videos watching 2.5 men with
maybe Charlie. Bikini pictures. You know, which like all the girls post bikini pictures on their gram. Instagram.
Ain't nobody signing up for her bikini pics.
Well, I mean, I know.
18
well,
is I don't, just let's so young. See.
It's very, very young. But I also, it's like newsflash, guys. Like, who would have thought that the daughter of Charlie Sheen, who grew up in a house where, you know, Charlie was not always the best ex-spouse to Denise. He was very, it was very, it was a very acrimonious split.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
she got no money.
You know, and Denise, who really, really cares so deeply for her animals, you know, like she has that cute little dog hotel at her house.
Yeah.
And I think maybe her, you know, maybe Sammy sort of felt like she had to make her own.
And she had a daughter with special needs. Denise has a daughter with special needs.
Denise adopted Eloise.
Adopted Eloise, who.
And there's the other, Lola is the other daughter of Charlie.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Wonder what she's up to.
This is, you know, we'll never know.
Maybe she's
until she's 18.
Assistant for Sammy's.
Maybe she's getting a cut.
Listen, guys, I watch Euphoria. Do you guys watch Euphoria? So none of this really surprises me.
Right.
But let's actually just see what happens.
Okay.
I definitely think she will be going nude, if not like having sex on camera.
Oh gosh,
but
I hope
this is not, you know, the first time that someone who's turned 18, boy or girl, wants to show their sexuality to become a sexual being. It is, I call it like the pop star requirement, right? Madonna did it, Britney did it with Slave for You, Miley Cyrus, Bangers Era. Britney, this was right before it, when, you know, 18, 19, 20, people are really coming into their sexuality and they want to explore it in a lot of different ways. And especially when your dad has brought home prostitutes for your entire life, you have a different view of what that is.
You do, but sometimes you go the opposite way. Like, you have kind of crazy parents or out there parents, and then you reject that. Like, I would almost think my dad being Charlie Sheen would make me, like, straight-laced because I'd be, like, scared to end up with AIDS.
Because you got the tiger blood in you.
Right.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But also, like, you know, Sammy, good luck.
Maybe Lola's that sibling. We'll just have to see. Yeah.
And Sammy, you look really pretty. She looks very pretty in the thing.
She's Denise Richards' daughter.
Exactly.
Right, right. Well, good
controversial
luck.
Controversial start to the pod, you guys.
Controversial start to the pod. Well, my woe is going to be a lot less controversial. Now I wish I picked a different one. My woe is about Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Now, I feel like we see so much of this couple. We don't know a lot about them. They never speak about each other, but we're obsessed with them. So I feel like we learn like little bits, really small times at a time, like twice a year, we'll get a half a sentence and that's what we're happy with out here with them. But we got some other half a sentences this week. Harry has been doing the podcast tour for his new album, his new tour. Gwen will be there this weekend. She'll be reporting live when she's back.
Yes,
boots on the ground.
Reporting live, boots on the ground from Wembley, his hometown-ish. And he is finally talking about Olivia Wilde, saying how the woman he met, he said, did not name her by name, but said that she was too cool for him and he was nervous because the woman he's dating right now is too cool for him. He also talked about the importance of having a nice director and how much that can make him come out of his shell and feel less insecure and feel more cool. Now, of course, Harry and Olivia met while she was directing him on a movie, so he is talking about her, and it's just so fun to see Harry Styles, who I think we would all think is like the coolest guy in the moment right now. He is sort of the epitome of Gen Z cool. thinking he's not cool enough for Olivia Wilde. It's just adorable.
I think that this just speaks to, like, stars, they're just like us. Like, Harry's yeah. been put on this pedestal, and largely because he's kind of very inclusive, like, mm-hmm. he's redefined cool, right, yes. for this generation. So cool. But I feel like
David Bowie.
He's just a young kid who's finding mm-hmm. his way. I mean, now he's 28. He's not that much of a kid, but you know, when
I still
he
see
was,
him as like 20.
When he said that, I know, but you know, he's not the same socialization as you or I because right. he's, you know, been, he was in One Direction from, I'm sure you know what age. Sarah,
well, he was the baker's boy. Just don't forget
that too. So, you know, I mean, he's just kind of like a normal, nice guy who happens to be really cute and really charismatic. And gosh, I just can't wait to dance at Wembley Stadium and treat people with kindness.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Lots of bell bottoms gonna be there.
I love him so much. And you know what? She's pretty freaking cool.
She is.
You can't lie.
I mean, I don't know how cool she is, but I will say she is very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
I've met the her OC. A couple times and she's so smart.
It's
she
like
comes
hard.
Off so quick and smart.
Yeah.
So that's sort of intimidating. And those almond-shaped eyes.
Huh. Yeah.
Those almond-shaped eyes with
yeah.
the brain
she's
behind
like
them.
An alien.
On Rachel. You know? Yeah. On Rachel yes. Bilson's OC Rewatch podcast, they yeah. just got through the episodes she was on, and they were talking about how everyone was intimidated by her on set.
Yeah.
She was so nice, but like she was just such a pro when she was married to a prince, and she yeah. was so cool, and she was like
and so
hot
pretty.
And pretty,
yes.
and like playing piercing. Lesbian to Misha Barton, like just iconic.
Good for her. Good for you, Olivia Wilde. Good for all of you. And sorry, Jason Sudeikis still. He just yeah. comes out looking
I
so
I do
sad.
Feel really getting bad about that. I mean, she must be smart and cool because she was married to Jason
right.
Sudeikis.
Right.
To me, it's like, that's just goals. I mean, I don't right. know, Brett Goldberg, maybe a little bit more than Jason Sudeikis.
Don't pit Ted Lasso characters against each other.
Roy Kent forever. But she also has to be courageous to kind of walk away from her life
yeah.
with Jason, and they have two kids, right? Like, it's,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not quite sure how she's juggling all of that, especially when she, you know, follows Harry on tour.
And LA to London is a rough yeah. flight.
She's been spotted on a lot
yeah,
of shows, so I hope you see her.
If you are, I mean, I hope so too. If you're flying first class or private, like, is it that hard? Like, I don't know.
You just say goodnight to Daisy and Otis, hop on your plane, and you're there for yeah. half the show.
I hope that she is, you know, I hope that she is balancing her life in the right way, but all for it.
Yeah. I mean, if we were all with Harry, we probably wouldn't be balancing our lives. So, Olivia, good luck. Hope you're a better lady than all of us. It seems like since everyone's intuited by you, you are. Let us bust into some of the news. We're going to stay across the pond. Let's stay in London. We're actually going to leave London just like William and Kate are. Yes, sources have confirmed to us that Prince Harry and Duchess Kate will be moving to the Windsor home, also known as the Big Home. They'll be moving out of Kensington Palace and moving to the home in Windsor. And we're hearing this is a lot due to the Queen's health issues. This is where the Queen likes to spend her weekends. This is where she spends Easter, a lot of her holidays. Apparently, she just loves it and is very comfortable there. So Kate and William are going there to, I mean, I guess help her, just be with her during this time where she's having mobility issues. Now the kids will change schools. They will enroll in different schools. And sources also confirmed to us that William and Kate want to make this move because it's not possible for them to do everything they want to do in London. They can't take the kids to the park. They can't take the kids, you know, to a play day or any public space, really, because it's London and it's a big, massive city. But in Windsor, they are allowed to do more things where they're free with the kids and the family. So this is the reason for a move. Seems like a great idea. Should have happened a long time ago, maybe.
Windsor is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, obviously, we have seen it when
right.
Other members of the royal family have gotten married.
But they
there.
Lived in the shack.
Well,
oh, Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Oh, when they had Little Frog.
The $2 million renovation.
Exactly. No, but we've seen it. Windsor Castle
right,
is
right.
so iconic.
Right.
And I love that the Queen will be reportedly spending more time there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, Prince George is of an age now where he's probably getting ready to go off to school.
Right.
And so the kids won't be kind of in the same environment.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe also little Louie needs some more room because that kid is a pistol. You know, like maybe he needs some more running around space, and maybe they want like a bit fewer cameras on them, although I don't think that that's necessarily going to happen regardless of where they relocate to.
Yeah, they're not having a Netflix documentary special made about them.
I wish.
We're happy for them.
Did you know Saks OFF 5TH has teamed up with the Fluid Project in celebration of Pride? When you shop the exclusive gender-neutral capsule collection that reinvents the rainbow and celebrates the freedom of universal love at Saks OFF 5TH, 100% of the net proceeds, up to $100,000 from the sales, will be donated to the Fluid Foundation. The foundation helps the most vulnerable and marginalized members of the LGBTQ plus community. So we invite you to celebrate Pride and help make a difference with Saks OFF 5TH, where fashion takes off.
Well, let us move on to our LGBTQ plus story of the week, sponsored by Saks OFF 5TH in partnership with the Fluid Project. Guys, we got a new lady dating a lady. I love when we get to say that. Love a new same-sex relationship in Hollywood. So Rebel Wilson is dating Ramona Agrama. Now, Ramona Agrama, we know a few things about her. She is Latvian. That's where she is from, but she lives in LA right now. She has her own clothing line called Lemon of Limon.
Ooh.
Which seems cute.
Fans.
Yeah, sort of cute name. It's all sustainable, very like chic LA, like really cool mom vibes, comfortable, really good. Purpose, charity, fair trade, all of that. She seems lovely. Rebel Wilson posted her on her Instagram saying she thought she was looking for a Disney prince. Turns out she was looking for a Disney princess. A little cheesy, but cute.
Oh, I thought it was cute.
It was super cute. My favorite part of this story is the way that she announced it. Because it was, first of all, truly surprising, which I always love when a celebrity manages to pull off a true surprise.
Yes.
And it was also just like, it was sweet. It wasn't like condescending or kind of like, there was nothing kind of like nasty about it at all. Like kind of like, oh, you guys never knew me kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like
right,
it was just like, it was very heartfelt, honest, and cute.
Except, well, the whole other side of the story, which is so crazy, because I feel like the last 2 weeks on this program, I've been talking about how awesome it is that Becca Tilly got to come out on her own terms with Hailey Kiyoko, and everyone in the press kind of knew that they were dating, but we were like, this is Becca's journey.
Sure.
She's known for like being on a straight reality show. Like, it's not our place to out her and say her and Hailey are dating. And she got to do it on her terms. Rebel almost didn't, because there was a newspaper that was threatening to out her and basically kind of was like, this is your deadline. I know you're dating. And then the newspaper had the audacity to double down and like get mad at Rebel for ruining their exclusive. I think the reporter, who I think is gay also, has apologized, saying like he didn't know what he did wrong. And like, we get it. We love an exclusive. We don't want, you know, celebrities to scoop us. You go for comment call, you're risking that.
Right.
But this is just like, it's 2022. What are
Everybody
we doing?
Everybody knows you don't out someone.
Yeah.
And you also don't like blackmail them.
Right. And you don't double down when you get caught.
Not cool. I agree with you. But that's exactly why. You know, she was just like, it was just really cute and sweet. And she didn't, you know, make any notation of that in the post. And I loved that. And I love her.
Yeah. I love her too. And this is, she's been seen with her for a long time, guys.
Interesting.
She was seen getting with her at Oscars parties.
Oh.
There was a group shot from January of the two of them together. So they have been together for a long time. So we're glad she's finally being open about it. But I love she spoke out on a podcast right after she announced on Instagram and said that she had been on Raya and that she was giving Raya a real shot. And she had dating 50 guys in the summer on Raya, just going through them. 50
guys. How'd she get 50 dates?
Because
she's Rebel Wilson.
She got 50 dates, and then her getting set up with Ramona was actually a friend of a friend who set them up, thought that they would be good together. God, I hope it was G Flip.
I hope it was G Flip.
G Flip, Chriselle Chouse's, you know, current love. But it was not. So they spoke on the phone for hours for a few weeks beforehand, and Rebel said it was actually a romantic, sort of old school way to be set up with someone, to speak to them on the phone first, not messaging back and forth on
that.
App. Yeah, so the way they got together was really, really adorable. And if you guys haven't seen Senior Year by Rebel Wilson, her new Netflix show, it is adorable. I loved it so much. She actually recreates this music video, Britney Spears Crazy, which is fantastic. And she wears this outfit and a lot of really cute outfits. She actually wears one that I thought baby girl Sarah Heron would look cute in. And it's a pink fuzzy dress with like a red heart on it with a matching camisole.
That's right.
Fluffy, the pink and red. And it was really cute. It'd be great to wear for Pride. look at my segue. So luckily, Rebel Wilson, again, good Pride inspo in senior year, but let's talk to a lady who really knows her stuff. If you guys are trying to figure out how to look cute at Pride, obviously Saks Off 5th is a great first place to go, but you want to talk to drag queens. No one transforms themselves more than drag queens or goes to more gay events. So I talked to Monet Exchange, winner, co-winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars and current contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars All Winners season, and I asked her how the quickest, easy way to get a look for Pride. Let's watch it.
How do you look fly at Pride? You know, what's your go-to to like get some style, look cool, funky, fresh, you know, queen of transformation over here?
You know, my first Pride, I walked on this very Fifth Avenue from the entering of the route at 43rd Street, whatever, down to the West Village in 6-inch platform pumps. Never do that. I would never do that again, unless you were being carried around in a bus. So a go-to style, I would say something cute but easy. So think caftan, think flowy, so you can have some sneakers or some comfortable shoes underneath and no one will know the difference. That's my go-to advice.
Nice. The flash is like the movement from the garment. Yes. It's
and
not...
breezy. It'll be flowy. It'll be so dramatic, but you'll be so comfortable.
Well, let us move on to Justin Bieber. Guys, this came out of nowhere. Not a huge story, would have been all of our woes of the week. Justin Bieber has a rare neurological disorder that impacted half of his face, paralyzing half of his face. Now, this is the same virus that comes from shingles and smallpox, but it can transform itself into this issue that causes half paralyzation of his face. He looks a little rough. It's like similar to a stroke victim who is losing the paralysis in half of their face in terms of how he looks aesthetically. He is already postponed to concerts because of this. Now, while this doesn't seem to be life-threatening from what Dr. Travis can read on the thing, and that it's the same virus as shingles and smallpox, it really seems to be affecting his ability to perform, and it's just a shocking story. Him and Hailey Bieber really have not been having a good run at their health.
Exactly. They've had a rough couple of months, but it does seem like those two really support each other and lean on each other. Mm-hmm. Now, I was actually supposed to go to the show on Monday night, Never Say Never, and
you're so in touch with your hairstyles. You're Justin Bieber. Gwen is like the coolest person on the planet. Olivia Wilde too.
And that concert was postponed because of the pandemic. And now it's had to be postponed again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he did take to Instagram and say that every day he's getting better. And of course, you know, his faith
very
is faith real
based.
Strong, you guys.
Yeah.
And so he is feeling
God
like
did this
he
for
is
a reason.
Improving.
Yeah. But I'm glad that they have their faith to stick to
Beads.
Because Hailey Bieber, if you don't know, was hospitalized. She did have a stroke.
No, I didn't think she had a stroke. It was
mini
else.
Stroke.
She had a mini stroke.
Oh, I thought
she
it was
got like a blood
symptoms.
Clot mini stroke.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, Hailey Bieber was hospitalized with stroke-like symptoms. Something was really small. There was a blockage in the brain and caused her to be hospitalized. Really, really scary moment. Mm-hmm. They've just been battling a lot of health issues.
Yeah, it's crazy because you say couple months, but really like their whole marriage has been a lot going on. I mean, Justin had all those like mental health issues. They were like crying on the street. Then, you know, the whole world went through the pandemic. And now they both this past year have been in the hospital for like very scary things, and they're so young.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, and the fact that I don't think anyone, if people put odds on whether these two would still be together after getting married, you know, a month after reconciling after his decade-long romance with Selena Gomez, I personally probably wouldn't have said they would have made it. Maybe I'm just a hater.
I would have too.
Look at them not only making it, but like going through some real life stuff when their life could in theory be pretty cushy and whatever, it's kind of interesting.
They're rich, skinny, blonde, white people. You never think they would have any problems either at all, but they really have been going through it.
I feel for them.
Wow, rough stuff. Well, let's move on to some happy news because it's Britney, bitch. That is right. Miss Britney Spears has tied the knot her third time, but this is the best time. Now, I love that Britney Spears chose a Thursday evening at her own home to get married. A tale as old as time. Thursday night, my place, 6 p.m., let's get married. Most random people in the world be there. I feel like this was Britney's celeb roster who she feels hasn't wronged her.
Right.
And this is like the only six people left were Madonna, Selena Gomez, Drew Barrymore, who could never wrong anyone because she's so lovely.
Uh-huh.
And it was just
and
like Paris Hilton and Donatella Versace.
Made the dress, of course, but it was like the group picture of those guys.
Yeah.
was most close to, do you remember that picture of Liza Minnelli when she married, David, the gay brother? And it was like, and Michael Jackson. Yep. And I mean, it was just like, weird, craziest people. Who was the fourth person in that photo? It was like,
it wasn't the young Madonna, was it?
Did she transcend time and go to both?
Yeah.
It's totally possible.
I know the
picture, but it was just like the wackiest photo.
I feel like Britney literally Googled like stars who supported Free Britney and like read a story that I wrote with like people who said nice things.
I didn't really understand the Drew Barrymore connection, but I love Drew Barrymore.
She recently called Drew Barrymore one of the most like beautiful people on the planet. I think Drew's news. Maybe Drew just like snuck in with saying a nice comment. Like,
they were commenting back on each other's Instagrams publicly. And I feel like that's how Selena and Drew got invites.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I was a big proponent of the Free Britney movement.
Where was your invite?
Where was my invite, guys?
You know who wasn't invited but showed up anyway? Jason Alexander.
Oh, that's interesting.
You guys, the first husband she was married to for 55 hours, coming into her house. I heard, just read that Britney like fired her whole security team.
Yes, she did.
Hello, how did this man, this unhinged man, get into her home?
I mean, do you remember when they got married? Was that the Pimps and Hoes? It was. That wasn't the Kevin Federline.
No, Kevin Federline was Pimps and Hoes.
That was awesome. Kevin
Jason
Federline.
Alexander was just at 15 hours and like nothing crazy.
In Vegas. After she was wearing she married Jason Alexander like right after New Year's Eve in 2004. Mm-hmm. Same year she married K-Fed a couple months later, also at her home.
Rough
and
time.
She told people it was like a party and it was a wedding. So Britney's never had a conventional wedding life.
No.
She's never had a conventional life, but weddings are never conventional.
But good for her. I mean, poor Britney is just so scarred by like, you know, everything she does is under such scrutiny. And I loved that she was able,
really happy.
Again, to pull this one off. It was like, we just started hearing from sources that it might be happening like on the day of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for her.
What do you think of the dress?
I like the dress. I felt like it was very classic. I thought it looked beautiful on her. And the designer was right there. So, you know, she needed a little, you know.
You know, I couldn't love Britney more, but she's never had a great sense of style.
Let's be real.
She doesn't.
But this wedding dress was lovely.
This was a class up dress for her.
Yeah, the outfit changes I wasn't loving.
Well, let's talk about the dress that I can't get out of my brain. Dress is really using like a loose term here. It was like a blazer not long. And it showed half of her butt, which is fine. She's Britney. She's serving sex on the daily. Good job. And she was wearing a diamond thong that you couldn't see in it. So this was intentionally short to show half of her butt with a diamond thong. That's that stuff I like. She was barefoot. She looks so happy, spinning with everybody. There's a video of her singing Stars Are Blind with Paris Hilton.
A classic. They sang Toxic. They sang Vogue.
They sang Vogue with Madonna.
Do you think they sang any Selena Gomez songs?
No.
I'm gonna say no.
Well, Britney Spears did write one of Selena Gomez's songs.
Oh, really?
Number 3 off her album Whiplash. Britney Spears is the writer for it.
Oh.
So I wonder if they played Whiplash. When you can hear it, it's totally a Britney song.
Okay.
She wrote for her. So they do have that little connection. I hope they played Whiplash, co-penned by Britney Spears. But it was just a really happy day. I thought the flowers outside were beautiful. It was just a very Britney wedding. They seemed super, super, super happy. She's allowed to do whatever she wants now. And
no kids, though.
It.
I thought that was a little weird. Obviously, we didn't expect the parents to be there. We did not expect JL to be there.
No.
And we didn't really even expect Brian to be there, even though Brian and his wife, the brother, are presenting this narrative. They were invited. Britney really shot
they
that down
not.
On Instagram and said, good luck with your rum and coke. It's kind of felt like a Coca-Cola ad. But I kind of thought the kids with Kevin Federline would be there. Kevin Federline's lawyer never misses an opportunity to release a statement, and he did just that and confirmed they wouldn't be there. Hardworking man, Mike Vincent Kaplan. And Marker, whatever. And he confirmed they weren't going to be there. I was kind of surprised. This party, it looked like a pretty lit party, so I understand there was no kids there, but they're 15, 16. Like, I don't know, kind of weird they're not at mom's wedding.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I wonder why. None of her family was there, but you're right. The only one that I was like, why aren't, I like to still call them Tater Tot and Small Fry. Where are Tater Tot and Small Fry, Jaden and Sean Preston? With K-Fed, but you know,
I think
this wasn't for the kids.
This moment in Britney's life is about Britney saying, I have agency over all of my decisions, and this is just about me right now.
Mm.
My entire life, I've done everything for everybody else.
Smart.
And this is just for me, but you know, they're her kids.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, but even if you're like, I don't want my kids here that day, I don't want to worry about them. They're moody teenagers. You know, I just want to like focus on myself. I mean, it's hard to get in Britney's head.
She might have been afraid it would leak.
Maybe she was afraid it would leak. Mazel tov, Brittany. So happy for you and this wedding of the century. Just to come during Jude month to see Madonna and Brittany during Pride with Paris
Hilton.
What
do you think of the kiss?
The kiss was lovely. It was campy.
Really, Madonna just upsets me. It makes me sad because I cannot recognize her anymore as Madonna. And I loved her so, so, so very much. And I, as you guys know, and I talk about all the time on this podcast, if somebody wants to have plastic surgery, have at it. You do you. Hit the needle as hard as you want. Lasers, electromagnetic current, all that stuff, radio frequency. Give it all to me.
Yeah.
But Madonna, you just don't look good.
No.
She just looks kind of creepy.
It looks creepy. And you, like, Madonna has been told she has been too old for the last 40 years. You know what I mean? She has been too old to be showing her body, too old to be.
She's not.
And I mean, she's not. But she Christy can, Brinkley, you look at how that face turned out, and you look at how Madonna turned
out. It's back to what it was. It's better. Nicole Kidman corrected some of the bad work that she had done.
You're right. It's that shine.
And it's not even, it's just that Madonna just looks like, she doesn't look like Madonna. Like
just
she
like a
looks
cold
like
soothsayer.
She looks like a like if Amanda Lepore and Madonna had a baby.
Yeah.
You know, she looks kind of like an unrealistic
version of
blow up doll version of Madonna that maybe also is inspired by a drag queen, which I love drag queens. But I don't know.
Well, drag queens know how to contour, and there is none of that in her face.
And also there's more irony.
And now we said it.
They're in on the joke. Whereas this is kind of like, I think Madonna has just kind of like, I think she thinks she looks like young Madonna.
Yeah.
But she looks like something else, you know? And it upsets me.
It's creepy. It's creepy. Good luck, Madonna. Fix your face. Do the Nicole Kidman thing and get that old thing back. Well, that is all of the news we have today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And we will be back next week with more celebrity dramas, messes, and just fun stories that we like to talk about. Thank you, Gwen and Sarah, for helping me spill all of this piping hot celebrity
hot
this
takes
week.
This week, everybody. Hot takes.
Hottest takes
juicy.
This week.
It's a juicy one, guys.
You know what my main takeaway, though, was that celebrities,
they're just like
us. They're just like us. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back next week.